Hello, grandkids, and welcome to Stunt Granny Audio 1141. This is Kevin DeFrango. On the other end is Chris Calamita. What is up, good sir?
Not a heck of a lot, Kevin. How about yourself?
Oh, back at home. All of the best equipment ready to go this week. Unfortunately, still got to solve a problem ahead of camera using. Where my glasses do not reflect the very bright light that is very near to me at the current
Wow.
moment. Future problems, Chris, future problems.
Yeah, I can almost I can almost make out what's on your computer screen besides me.
And it's become a more common habit here during recording to have the spectacles on rather than the contacts. So,
It's all right.
something that definitely did get me to pop out of my spectacles this week was one Randall Keith Orton doing the full turn on Cody Rhodes at the contract signing.
Did not see this as how things were going to go.
I would have to say that we have advocated against this for quite some
Yes,
time.
we really have. It's been it's got the full Stunt Granny quorum in agreement, I believe. But no, they did it. Cody Rhodes was laying it on so thick that it was getting nauseating how much he loved Randy Orton. I jokingly said, I hope Randy calls him a pussy right now, but then he did more than that. He slammed his head on the contract table, kicked him in the groin, and proceeded to beat the holy hell out of Cody Rhodes. In very brutal, very bloody fashion, a rare on purpose blood angle, and lots of it on WWE TV on the USA Network. But because, of course, they don't do it very often, it is more effective. Hint, hint, AEW.
That does help it stand out.
And Randy, of course, Randy, knocked poor Jelly Roll around, although nothing terrible there, too terrible there, but just to prove
Yeah,
that
just
he
had
does have any
to.
friends and he
You just
doesn't.
really wanted to lock it in where you had the Jelly Roll segment earlier in the night where him and Randy are all buddy buddy so that you could have it juxtapose against Randy Orton. Definitely not befriending Jelly Roll in that moment.
No, not at all. And he ultimately smashes a chair up the he on the head of Cody Rhodes as it's laying on the steel steps. And presumably, we will likely not see Mr. Cody Rhodes for at least another couple of weeks. I imagine we can't. It would make I go ahead.
They're gonna let this Randy Orton turn soak in. And I already felt like and it was the reason we advocated against doing this. I felt like there was still roundly crowd approval of what was
Oh,
going on.
there was nothing but crowd approval. I mean, there were fan videos of kids crying, but be damned if the WWE cameras could find them. And they did find one couple who
Must have
seemed
been few
shocked,
and
and then
far
and.
between.
Yeah, they found one adult couple that seemed shocked, but then immediately got happy as soon as they realized that they were on camera. So
Of course.
yes,
Of
and
course, how does that
yeah,
not
no,
happen?
this is I don't know what they thought they what they expected here, or how they think this is going to go, or how they think Las Vegas, where they're going to be, especially this year with these prices, there will be a very small amount of families with children present, I would imagine, in comparison to dudes in their 20s to 40s to 20s to 50s who are,
Happen to have some spare cash.
have to have some spare cash. Yes.
Yep.
And the majority of those folks will certainly be cheering for Randy Orton. They have to have so much belief that Cody Rhodes is John Cena in the 2000s. That what he brings to the kids audience and to people who've maybe not been watching that long or what have you, it is so great that they could not really hear the argument for turning him in this situation. And for their sakes, I guess I hope they don't feel the need to feel like they have to turn him anyway after how the next few weeks could go.
Yeah, but I mean, it just is an awkward situation for him to turn now, especially anytime before WrestleMania, like in a minimum, like he's got to last until after WrestleMania before that happens. And then it's like, oh, well, why'd we, it almost becomes like the, John Cena stuff last year, getting foreshortened seemingly. Where you could just tell that there was a big shift in what was being told. And I mean, you'd really need to kind of do something like that if you're trying to turn Cody now. But
I it
maybe.
it seems like they don't want to hear it. Cody's their guy.
Oh.
I don't know if I made the comment in the DM and it holds true. Is Cody more John Cena in the 2000s or Roman Reigns in the 2010s? Because there is a stark difference.
Yeah, there is. And I was gonna say he's more popular than Reigns was at that point, but I don't
He definitely
know.
still is. He definitely still is, especially the pop upon entrance. He gets that. But yeah, otherwise not. I mean, I don't see the numbers they see in terms, especially in terms of merchandise. Although Cody was very easily unseated as the number one merchandising seller by Danhausen of all people, so maybe his spot's a little more precarious than
Than
we
one would
think.
imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, obviously these are metrics that we don't necessarily get a hold of on the regular. So yeah, like it. Yeah, it just seems like, and it still seems like the route to go was with Cody going heel, just to freshen his own character up on WWE TV.
Yes. Now there is an opportunity to freshen Cody up. His best friend has just turned against him and brutalized him. If in his next appearance at WWE TV on SmackDown, he's wearing a damn suit, I'm gonna lose my shit. I mean, he should be ready to fight. He should be dressed to fight, and he should be dressed to fight every week until every week he's back on TV until we get there. He should not be pandering, TKO champion Cody Rhodes. This is he should be ready to tear Randy Orton's head off at every opportunity, and he should be angry in every word he says on the microphone. No bullshit platitudes, no corporate speak, just anger at Randy Orton.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that does give Cody a different edge that he has not had for a while at this point.
No, he has
Just
not had an
because,
edge.
I mean,
No,
we've kind of long talked about his bad reigns here, so
Yeah, it's just he just
That's part and parcel to the
it
situation.
is. Yes, the suits are part of the problem. The too cute corporate verbiage or what have you. You know, it's all part of it's all part of the problem. And he doesn't have John Cena's charisma, that the type of John Cena that John Cena had to even pull off the way that he did. Cody has a different type of charisma, but he also has a charisma, a store, a charisma that seems to have peaked 2 years ago. So it's just like, I wouldn't have done this, but they have. And
Oh.
they're adding an interesting wrinkle to it with Randy Orton has a secret on the phone from last night's Raw where
Oh.
someone has gotten into his ear about remembering who he was and being himself again. And including the line about there's more than one royal, wrestling has more than one royal family. I don't think the big secret is going to be Cowboy Bob Orton.
Yeah, I mean that would be a little bit of a letdown to
That
make
would
that
be,
be
but
a mystery appearance, just like, oh, it's just his dad.
I can't believe I didn't think of this last night. Somebody else did that. It's got to be the final boss, doesn't it? At least in some level, I mean, because the only other person who could fit the bill would be like Vince or maybe even or maybe Shane. Like, it's not gonna be Bret Hart.
Yeah, you really have a limited list of characters that could pull that off.
Yeah, and it makes
I think
sense from everything that happened
other.
last year with Cody and Cody got the belt back and Rock could still be mad at him, and there's all the rumors that all tens of millions of dollars being thrown around so the Rock can have a match in Saudi Arabia. 3 years later, we finally get Rock versus Cody in a singles match. I got you know what? There's a very good chance it'll happen if that's what it is. But I mean, I guess that probably the Rock probably makes the most sense. Now, granted, everything we've heard is that he wasn't planned to be a part of WrestleMania in Vegas, but I guess those plans can change.
Yeah, maybe the schedule ran a little bit short.
Yeah.
Maybe filming wrapped a little bit earlier than expected. Who knows? Who knows? May have a little bit of free time. 'Cause I mean, is there? Yeah, those. I guess it is really those three that would be good options.
Well, a lot of people have the argument against Vince, but in terms of a name of a big name that could really sell this thing, yeah, he it's it, it's it's Rock, Vince, and maybe they could throw Shane in there. Yeah, that'd be about.
Yeah, Shane's the longest stretch, but it would at least work. Like, if you don't
Yeah.
want to, if you obviously don't want the PR nightmare that comes with bringing Vince back on TV, and man, I don't know if he still did he get rid of that mustache the last time we saw him?
I think the last I saw him, he got rid of the mustache. Yeah.
He still looks really old though now, so.
He does look really old. He is a very old man.
But yeah, that's what happens when you're old. So yeah. There really are a limited number of characters that that can pull that off, and oof, I don't think that they'd go with Vince, honestly. Like you said, The Rock makes the most sense in this situation. Maybe he just happened to shake free for
Yeah.
whatever reason.
But
So.
no, they've all qualms with who turned aside. They did a big angle. This already felt like a WrestleMania main event, and now we've got a revenge story, such as it is. We've got a mystery of who's pulling the strings with Randy Orton. This even now more feels like a proper WrestleMania main event.
Yeah, it really feels like a night one ender here.
Yeah, it really does. And they've actually struggled with these night one and night two, having them both be championship matches that fit the bill. Obviously, last year the World Championship match opened night one, so, and
No.
then in another years, obviously the Bloodline Cody Rock tag match headline late one the year before, and
Oh,
they didn't have
yeah.
two belts anymore the previous year.
oh, yeah, that would have made a difference.
So yeah, and then year before that it was the unification match. So yeah, it's been a while since they've had the two ch No, I don't. Oh my God, and in two night WrestleMania history, has there never been a WWE Championship match and a World Championship match
I
that both
doubt it.
headlined? No, they haven't, because they either didn't have a second championship or something else took precedent. Yeah, that's pretty
Yeah, 'cause I
crazy.
mean there's been a number of the women's championships in one of those slots.
Yeah, the Boneyard
KO and
match the first time, the Boneyard match,
oh
and
yeah.
then Austin and KO, you're right, yes, and the tag title match headline
Tag
one
title, yep.
year. Yeah.
Yep.
No, so yeah, this is the first time that each proper championship has been properly pushed as a main event of WrestleMania. And you really don't doubt, like, is the night one main event WrestleMania really should it really be counted as a WrestleMania main event? As main event WrestleMania. And you know what, this year I think you can definitely say yes.
I feel like it's always kind of felt like that's definitely number two. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? In this case, in a lot of ways, as much as it is really easy to sell Roman Reigns versus CM Punk for the first time ever, this one has a little, yeah, just because of what just happened, this one definitely brought a different energy to
Yeah,
the whole
it's the
situation.
first time they've been even in terms of presentation, star power, etc. Now, granted, I think maybe you could argue that majority of the time the night one main event is actually the better match, but in terms of what is actually
Oh.
the big thing driving the train, they do seem pretty even now.
And that is kind of interesting. Like I definitely feel like whatever's had night one has been slightly l less important, but man, they're like you said, they're putting a lot behind this.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether we like the decision or not, like you said, between Friday and Monday they really packed a lot to tell over the next 4 weeks,
We have 4 weeks. Yeah, there
five.
should be four episodes of, right? Yeah, I think there's four episodes of Raw left. Yeah, still, yeah.
So,
4 weeks, yeah.
yeah.
It'll be
So,
four, yeah,
you
man.
know, nice little pace to be able to keep there up to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
As far as releasing info about everything going on there. So yeah, that's that was definitely one or the biggest happening. Would you say the introduction of Obafemi and Brock Lesnar as officially part of WrestleMania was the second biggest story
I'll say, oh my
of the
God. I
wrestling
mean,
weekend.
they did this so right, because yes, the rumors about, or the speculation about Brock and Oba has been out there, but you also had this whole thing going on with Seth Rollins and Paul Heyman, and Brock Lesnar was going to have like a response to that. So when Heyman showed up, and he's of course beaten up and sad and doing that thing where he's basically disheveled and crying. He's done that so many times now.
He plays a good sad puppy dog.
Yeah, he's a such a sad. It's the very
I love
sad sack. Yeah, yeah.
it.
But yes, he brings out Brock, who then absolutely lays waste to all of the in local independent rooms. They earned their $50 last night.
Oh yes, a couple of them I feel like should have gotten at least 100, if not maybe a
Especially,
thousand for the bumps that they had to take.
especially Steps guy.
Oh my
And that's gonna he's gonna
God.
be known as for the rest of his life.
Yeah. He's gonna be like a WWE NXT ID guy, and he's like, oh, I'm
Oh
Steps
yeah.
guy from Brock Lesnar. Like that's how he's gonna
Well,
introduce himself.
this was a this was a risky proposition, depending on the experience level of these guys. Because holy shit, does Brock not Lesnar not care where he throws you?
No, he's just like, okay, like he knows enough not to really like overthrow you. But he also, like you said, like he doesn't really like, yeah, I'm really aiming for this spot. You know, it's just kind of like my body's gonna go in this general direction, so you're gonna go in that general direction.
So yes, he lays out all those guys. So we've threaded that needle. We okay,
Yeah,
and
Brock
you're
the
not even at this.
badass. You
Yes, you get
understand
the.
he's laid waste to Seth's army.
And yeah, he's gonna go after Seth now because he's
And
going after Seth. People are not are in this moment. They're not thinking about anybody else.
that was a point that
That
I
is the
wanted to
brilliant.
bring up is I sat there and I'm like, you know what? There could be worse opponents for Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania.
No, I
You
mean,
know, like
it doesn't fit the
I
open challenge part of it, but it did make sense from the other part of Heyman's gonna send his biggest gun after after Seth Rollins.
It like you said, it's his best card to play. Yeah, no one else is probably going to be ready for Paul Heyman,
Well, they're hoping.
They are still trying to buy time, but
And Seth
we'll
Rollins is definitely still not taking anything. He's done a few couple of stomps, but other than that, he's not taking any punishment here. So, and he
Michael
wasn't going to take it
Cole,
from Brock.
yeah, and Michael Cole did say that he was not medically cleared still
Yeah,
on
that's interesting. But he's
so
and they're
and
not
yeah,
letting
like
anyone
you
get in.
said, just when. You think Seth Rollins is gonna have to put up or shut up then in this whole situation? Because like I said, like I'm like, oh, this could be an interesting angle to take, and then Oba's music hits.
Oh yeah. Well, the first the lights go out, and
Oh yeah.
then the oboe's music hits, and the place goes ape shit with oboe chants. Like this is Goldberg in 98 level reaction here. And they get in the ring,
Yeah.
gets in the ring. He finally gets to the ring. He did his whole marching entrance. I'm not sure if Brock was getting impatient or not, but he was going to make
He
Brock wait for
did
him.
his whole strut the whole way down. He did not hurry up at all.
No, and wonder and it and you know what? I was wrong about the strut. It's actually getting over as part of the presentation.
Oh, yes.
I thought it was a net negative, but yeah, apparently not. So they get in the ring. They stare each other down. Brock makes a little direction towards Seth, but then turns his attention back to Oba, who then lifts Brock onto his shoulders. Power bombs him down to the mat, puts his foot on Brock's chest, and points to the WrestleMania sign. As the a, after the power bomb, Michael Cole screams, "Holy shit!"
Yeah, and Netflix doing us a solid. You know, there's some times where I am pro bleeping, and it just kind of works when the announcer, the head announcer, does it. Like when you're muting the crowd, it seems weird. Muting Michael Cole, I think, has a nice touch to it.
Yeah. And then, earlier in the night, the match is official. So we have our
Oh.
fifth official match for WrestleMania, and it is certainly one of the big matches and definitely one of the drawing cards for this event for sure.
That reaction, like, even though everyone seemed to know it was coming, just the way it was presented, I think really really helped out to hype something that probably wasn't going to need a whole lot of hype.
It still needed it still need it, it I don't know it needed this. No,
Okay, you
this was the maybe the best thing on WTV in months, really. It was that well
Oh,
done. Yeah.
it was, there was no qualms about decision making in this one. I will definitely say that. We had them about the Randy Orton angle. This one, I'm
Yeah.
like, nah, this worked out perfectly. Like, I'm just, yep. Bravo, sirs. Well played here. Well played. 'Cause yeah, I mean, I guess you do need to prove that, though Obafemi has beaten some people on TV, they definitely have not been in the Brock Lesnar category of
Oh
opponent.
no, definitely not. Not a lot of people in that category, no.
No, I guess I wasn't. Do they have
Yeah.
anyone on the roster right now that could approximate? They don't really.
No, there's
Because, like, I'm
Roman
trying to think
Reigns.
of.
I mean, like.
Well, and I'm thinking of, like, there were so many years where I remember talking about, Big Show always taking a pin for someone.
Yeah.
And obviously, those days are long gone. And I was just trying to think of some type of modern day equivalent. And there just is not one like that, where you always sell them as a threat. Just because of their size, that they don't really win anything.
No,
Because,
there really
like,
isn't, no.
it's just like my brain starts going to, like, he would have needed to beat, like, is Damian Priest the only available person, like, of a decent size that he could have beat?
Well, I mean, he beat Rusev last week, but
Yeah.
and Rusev's in that big guy who loses a lot, yeah, category. Yeah.
Yeah, he is there. I guess you could have had Sheamus. If they would have had the time for that, he would have been another name, I guess, that you could have put in that kind of category. I guess, again, kind of a short list of options there. But yeah, so I guess Oba putting down Brock, just for the visual and to sell, like, okay, he's kind of beaten Rusev and whatnot, but this is a different level. And again, to credit Michael Cole and Corey Graves, really, they continued to sell that moment the entire night.
Oh yeah, they did. They knew what this was. They know what they have here. Yeah, this was gold.
Yep, they're just like, oh, okay, we're printing money, great. Let's print some money. So, that definitely was quite the thing there. I guess it will be interesting to see. I guess there's only one other part, 'cause I don't believe Seth Rollins was on the rest of the show. Paul Heyman was,
No.
though.
Paul Heyman was. I mean, he's again, what's left of the Vision, he is officially sending Logan Paul and Austin Theory after the tag team championships. And they're gonna do a non-title match next week, which I presume Logan Paul and Austin Theory win so they can get a tag title match at WrestleMania. But there's
Yeah.
other pieces of the puzzle here in terms of the Vision storylines, because yes, you've got Seth Rollins apparently, needing a match, and you've got LA Knight with, on the periphery with nothing really to do. That what he's got no one, and he's got no one really to face if we get the tag title match out of it, and then Rollins faces a miraculously recovering Braun Breaker.
Yeah, and they clearly, to me, tipped their hat just by having LA Knight involved with the Usos this week. That it, or at least it feels like there's still something for that, grouping of people in the near future here before we get to WrestleMania.
Yeah, there's something there. I'm not entirely sure what, because obviously the Vision is down numbers, and we haven't really done anything to tease that they could that they're gonna gain any numbers, because Brock's not officially a part of it, and he's got his own thing going. And
Oh, right.
yeah, but yeah, there's definitely some pieces to put together in terms of where these guys all fit at WrestleMania.
Yeah, so that is an angle that yeah, I guess I kind of wanted to close up the Vision portion of the show.
I guess one thing they could have happen is, while LA Knight was transporting Paul Heyman in that ambulance, Heyman got to him. And
Oh.
he turns, and then he, and if all else fails, he faces Seth Rollins at WrestleMania.
Hey,
You know what? I'm not against that idea. I came up with myself. So why would I be against it? But but I like it. No, I think it's a viable plan B, or whatever it needs to be.
yes. Yeah, that could be something that is enacted should the right peoples not be cleared to wrestle at WrestleMania.
Because LA Knight was the guy in the ring when Rollins faked his injury, and LA Knight and Seth Rollins were feuding before, was part of the feud with Rollins, but the people running it, going after Rollins along with, Punk, and who else was that? Who was the fourth guy in that whole thing? Was it, oh shit, I don't even remember now.
Well,
Was it Sami Zayn? No, I don't remember. I don't remember who the fourth guy
I don't
was.
think so. I don't remember
Whatever.
either, though. Irrelevant.
Yeah, that's irrelevant. But yes, LA Knight and Seth Rollins were feuding before Seth got hurt, and LA Knight was in the ring when Rollins did fake getting hurt. Yeah, it would make sense in its own way.
Yeah, you could definitely write a story on that feud. And you'd be and that would be the interesting thing about this one is
Yeah.
that you would be approaching it from the flip perspectives. Seth Rollins now in the babyface role, LA Knight is the
Yeah.
heel. So you get different dynamics at play. Yeah, it could be a fun match and whew, yeah, I mean, I feel like a pec still takes a little bit longer than this to come back from. It feels like LA Knight
Oh yeah.
has I he has a pretty solid chance. I would wager. Like,
Yeah, he would.
I
He
guess
would. He
since
would.
we're
That's
going
the way you're
with
going with it.
Las
Okay.
Vegas, I would wager that LA Knight is the one. Getting this match and not Braun Breaker. How's that
Oh,
for?
you meant, oh, no, wait. Braun Breaker was the hernia. I think Rollins was the pec, wasn't it? Or shoulder? What?
I believe he blew out his pec lifting, was
No,
what the
there
Braun
was a, it was a
Breaker
hurt. It was a hurt.
injury.
Was it? Was it? No, it's a hernia.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Serious hernia. Okay, yep, boosted.
Oh,
Suck.
okay.
Let's refresh what the
Well,
Seth Rollins injury was, in case you just got them mixed up.
yeah, that might have been the case there. 'Cause if it's a
Torn
hernia, then
rotator cuff. Torn rotator cuff for Seth Rollins.
Oh, okay. Hernia is a little more realistic then.
Yeah.
For some reason, I was thinking that it was a torn pec. I must have a mix up with someone else that, because if a torn rotator cuff is very different than a torn pec, also, different parts of the body. That's I guess bronze a little more of a possibility than I thought then.
Yeah. But it's still a quick turnaround for from something like that, because it was a serious hernia. It was it was really, really bad, apparently.
I don't know if it'll solve all of LA Knight's problems. It would be interesting though if he gets a heel run. So I would be interested in this happening personally.
Yeah, no. I thought about it happening months ago, but they didn't pull the trigger on it, and then they had LA. Well, then they had LA Knight, put out with by the Vision, and then he came back. Finally, came back as a baby face. I mean, he's as popular as ever, but there's also not a great spot for him at the top of the company on either show, really. It's still this baby face heavy roster. Even after they turn people, it still feels like the heels are greatly outnumbered. And in the case of the Vision, they are literally outnumbered. It's getting kind of silly to watch how many people that Logan Paul and
Yeah,
Austin Theory have to fend off.
two guys with a mastermind and slash non-wrestler.
Yeah.
Not a great look for a heel group that is
No.
supposed to be delivering beatdowns. I guess maybe next biggest thing, going back to SmackDown here, Drew McIntyre starts us off.
Yeah.
He does not get granted a rematch like Cody Rhodes.
No, he
He
does not. Of course not.
feels like he was aggrieved by Jacob Fatu during the proceedings of that match, and then proceeds to quit
Yes, he did
at the
quit.
top of the show.
Yes, he did quit. So, yeah, he's got he's out of the picture completely. Yeah. Or so we thought.
At
Yeah,
least
let's.
for 2.5 hours,
Yeah.
it was on the menu. I
Right.
honestly, I not that I didn't expect him to ever come back. I really expected him to come back sooner rather than later. Did not expect it within the same episode. Will admit that.
Yeah. But we
I
gotta get
expected
some
it next
things
week or
rolled.
something.
Yeah. He probably would have meant more if he held out a week, but no. During a match between Jacob Fatu and Trick Williams, Drew McIntyre gets involved, costs Jacob Fatu yet another defeat. Boy, for a monster, Jacob Fatu is really taking the L's lately.
That man has not been able to catch a break here for reasons unknown to me.
Yeah, I mean, I
I
know they got
know
to sell
what you're
this
trying
Drew
to do.
thing. Yes,
Yes,
it's just not the right
exactly.
guy. You don't a guy like Jacob Fatu does not take that many L's in a in a row and stay effective. Especially since earlier in the night they just had him walk down to the ring carrying a microphone like anyone else. He should have been like ready to fight Drew on sight. Instead, he's wants just wants to talk. It's like you're not doing this guy right. To me, but we
Oh.
do have their match. But all this did make their match for next week, which I imagine will just be a complete either the match doesn't start or a non-decision, and they just end up fighting all over the place, so they get booked in some kind of gimmick match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, one would imagine it, when I saw that this match was coming this week, I'm like,
This week, yes.
something smells fishy here.
We're not. Yeah, that's that. Yeah, this match isn't happening in its entirety. But you know what? Again, it's fine. It'll be one of the top of the mid card, top of the mid type matches at one of the nights of WrestleMania. It's fine for that. They've been building it for months. It'll work for what it needs to be.
Yeah, like you said, they have really set the table for this match as best they could long term, even if you thought maybe a championship would be involved at this point. It's not. Yep. Hey, guess what? The Wyatt Six and the MFTs are still feuding.
Yay. Oh
Yep.
my, this thing is just so bad. Like there's just, and we mentioned it last week. There's just no real workers in there to really carry this thing, these things. Another not good match, more lantern shenanigans. Why didn't Nikki Cross just run to the back when she got the lantern? We already know Uncle Howdy can't hold on to that thing to save his life. So why didn't she just make a beeline for the purse or whatever the hell they come in here? Yeah. Why didn't the lights
The
go out? Why did the lights go out then and then they disappear? That would have been a good time for the little magic trick.
yeah, would have been a smart route to go. But they
So
did not. They did
instead,
not
the
go that route.
MFTs get the lantern back and this thing must continue.
Yeah, all the while they keep on continuing teasing that Tama Tonga is going to be something more than the MFTs. I mean, I've got to imagine that he still has a bit of a ceiling on him, to be honest with you. I
He's a
do
little
like
on the
him the
older
most.
side. I don't mind. I don't. Yeah, I like him. He is a little on the older side now because he's been doing this a long time. He spent decades in Japan, it feels like. But again, he does have something, and to get to a point where he's just tired of literally carrying the lantern for Solo, who is just cold as ice. Nothing about this is working right now. Tala Tonga, isn't even that impressive standing there, which is pretty wild for a guy that height. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, for someone who's 7 foot, to not have presence is weird.
Yeah, he, you know, no, he has, yeah, you're right. You just said it the right way. He has no presence for his size. It's just, yeah. If we can get Tama Tonga out of this thing and see what he can maybe accomplish on his own as a single,
Yeah, like I
he,
said,
yeah.
like I don't expect a world championship out of him, but I
Right,
mean, I
no.
feel like he could be a more usable part than he is at the
Yeah.
current moment. Because yeah, everything else that you said is pretty much dead on. Yeah, Solo just has not recovered from. I mean, he's taken the. Pretty much the two most high-profile matches of his career have been losses.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so, yeah. The stuff. I mean, again, he to get credit, he helped carry things through in 2024, and he had his run with Cody, and he had his run with Roman, and it worked for the time. He worked as a villain of the moment, but there was just really no follow up there. It just there's I He's still doing the same thing. Like he there seems to be no second act here.
Yeah, and they're not giving him any type of power to,
Right.
like when the lamp is the best power that he's had in months, it's just like,
Yeah.
the other reason why this isn't working. It's just like, guys, this isn't really power here. This is just extending a feud that doesn't need to be extended at
Right,
all.
no, and again, on the other side, the Wyatt Six can't be categorized as anything but a huge disappointment. Their whole run, really, it just doesn't work.
They're not really built for the silliness of the Wyatt Six, the WWE in general at this point.
No, not the
They
Triple H
just,
era. Not any
yeah.
of it. Just. A different kind of silliness gets over, but the spooky stuff that's not meant to be funny, and it just comes off looking goofy and stupid. Yeah, no, it that just doesn't translate here. It actually translated better in AAA. So maybe that's where they need to go for a bit, because
Yeah,
just.
there are a lot of people that seem to be better off in AAA than on the main roster.
We'll get to them.
So, Jade Cargill makes a somewhat short work of Mee
Oh, yeah.
Chin. Fairly enjoyable match, but also short enough to more or less prove Jade Cargill's point that she can still beat wrestlers with more experience than her in fairly short order.
Yeah,
You
and
know,
she
I
did call
feel
out
like
Rhea
it was
Ripley,
a
and so they had
yep.
a their stare down, and they were gonna say about Rhea Ripley and Jade Cargill, they look impressive standing across from each other, which in this case is gonna be ha is about half the battle. It makes it an intriguing matchup, and they're doing more to make this feel important than they are over on Raw with Liv and Stephanie Vaquer. But we'll get to that in moments.
Yeah, I need to figure out what else was
Well, the women's tag team champ, I think, is the next important thing on SmackDown, if we're not talking about
oh
every
yeah.
little segment.
Yep. That is Irresistible Forces taking on Alexa Bliss and Charlotte here.
But before that match could begin, we get greeted by the Bella Twins, who are in their we're in their hometown of Phoenix, Arizona, and we're gonna watch this match from ringside. They did. They do the spot they do in every single match like this, where someone gets knocked into the person who's just sitting there, and then everyone gets all mad. Then they get in and they cause a disqualification, just as Charlotte and Alexa were about to win the tag belts. And
Yep, this has been a trope that we've seen definitely more than once.
yes, and it all ends with the Irresistible Forces, taking everybody out. But then we find out that next week, Nick Aldis has granted the Bella Twins a tag team championship match. After beating who, I have no idea.
Yeah,
Not the
well, it's
the
one
only
of those.
occurrence, not the
I
only
wonder
recent
what's going to
occurrence.
happen.
Yeah, I wonder what's going to happen. N not the only recent occurrence of of Nick of a general manager just seemingly handing title matches out like candy. But
And like he doesn't watch his own product.
But it's in the service of the greater angle here, so we'll see where it all shakes out, because there were some it looked like Raw teams were being shut out of the tag team title situation, and the Irresistible Forces just weren't even showing weren't even appearing on Raw at all during this title
Yeah,
run.
they've mainly just been on SmackDown without appearances outside of that brand.
Yeah, but there were some hints on Raw that some Raw teams are looking to stake their claim as well. So,
Yeah, this
but we'll get to some of that. Yeah.
yeah, that one definitely smells like it's gonna be a multi-team match here. We've
Yeah.
swung back around to that.
And let's see, is there anything else on
Yeah,
SmackDown?
we can keep on moving after Damian Priest and R-Truth beating those guys.
Oh yeah. The other thing of importance, we had Jelly Roll on Miz TV.
No.
And
Yeah.
Miz does what you'd expect Miz to do when greeted with Jelly
Yeah.
Roll. And then Kit Wilson. This may have been the night I really became a fan of Kit Wilson. When he called Jelly Roll fat phobic for losing weight, this is insane. Because this is a thing that really happens online with these crazy, woke, whatever people. The really crazy ones have actually done this to people who have lost weight. They called him
Yeah.
fatphobic.
I'm just like I was sitting there, I'm like, why am I not shocked that this comes out of people's mouths? Like, that's all I was sitting there. I'm like, it's one of those moments where I'm like, yeah, I can see this happening in real life.
Yeah.
You know, someone accusing someone of being fat phobic because they lost weight.
Yeah, that's funny. Yes, this was the moment that I really I became a Kit Wilson fan in this moment. And then of course calls him toxic. Jelly Roll goes to throw a punch at Kit Wilson, who ducks, and he knocks the Miz out. Now, of course, this is important because moments before Miz TV, the Miz was, in fact, officially this week cursed by Danhausen. Last week was the warning. This week he was actually cursed. I got that wrong last week.
The Danhausen curse is going to become something here.
It already is.
They're working on it. Poor Miz has to take one for the team after getting cursed.
And I'm over here thinking, okay, your celebrity comedy tag match at WrestleMania, Miz and Kit Wilson against Jelly Roll and Danhausen. Give it to me. But then the rumors start swirling that they're actually going to give Jelly Roll a serious tag team partner for this. Royce Keyes, because they've both have traumatic childhoods or something, or they or whatever. I'm like, he doesn't need a serious tag team partner for this. His opponents aren't actually presented as a physical threat to anybody. Give me Danhausen in a match at WrestleMania, please.
Yeah, this definitely screams more comedy match than serious match.
Yeah, I hope they haven't completely lost their minds here. We
Yeah, I definitely saw the Royce Keyes floated out there, and I'm like, why does that make any sense in this situation?
No, it would never
Like,
make
he
any
hasn't been
sense.
on TV at all. Yeah, there's nothing hinting at Jelly Roll having other friends on the roster.
This is not a fit that there's no physical threat on the other side to require this. Yeah, no.
Yeah, Royce Keyes is like those two put together.
Yeah. So yeah,
Size wise.
please. Yes, Danhausen in a match at it's the perfect excuse to get Danhausen in a match at WrestleMania. Yeah, I fully endorse that.
You get the 5-minute comedy match, everyone laughs, and everybody gets to make some money.
Yeah.
So every you know hey sell a couple extra Jelly Roll shirts. Danhausen maybe pops the WrestleMania shirt selling business. He goes out number one WrestleMania weekend. Straight to the top. Straight to the top, sir. We covered the big entrance there on Raw, so there's not a whole lot to say about that. You did sidebar about this a little bit earlier, since it was the next major thing up within Raw. I got a hoot out of Liv Morgan admitting that I guess she decided to put up with Finn Balor's bullshit for 2 years just for shits and giggles. Is that what I
I
was supposed to get out
guess
of that
I mean she was
segment?
I guess she what she I guess what she meant was she was undermining him the whole time. She used the it was the real leader, which you know that it was there was an underpinning of the story there that they were battling to see to who was the real leader, even though both would say there is no real leader. What's the group? We're all equals here.
Yeah, that stuff just felt so long ago that I'm
It
like,
does.
yeah, this lady, this explanation is just falling on, like, even though, like you said, it was definitely there. I'd be lying if to say that they didn't have it on air, but it was so long ago, and even the most recent iterations of Judgment Day with both of them around, that hostility towards each other wasn't really present. There might have been some disagreements, but there wasn't that level of hostility.
Well, yeah, Liv Morgan was off TV for so long as well.
Well, yeah, that's nice. Yeah, like I said, well, I guess I said that even when they were both around, like Liv was off TV a lot recently, but I feel like just that kind of backstabbing within the Judgment Day was like at least a year ago. I guess the injuries
Yeah,
probably
a lot of
did
it was. Yeah.
create a lot of that
A lot of it
happen
was,
between.
yes. And then Liv tur did was able to turn that around into a threat against Stephanie Vaquer.
Yep.
But again, I'm being underwhelmed by what they've had for these two so far.
It's been interesting the route that they've decided to go, because it has been just battling vignettes with
Yeah,
these two.
the vignettes have been fine, but like we get another Stephanie Vaquer, we gotta have another Stephanie Vaquer Raquel match to get them in the same place at the same time. It's just like Stephanie's beaten her so many times already. Like what are we doing?
Yeah, that was one where I feel like Raquel had gotten herself into a better spot than this,
Yes,
quite
yes.
frankly. Like you said, like it was just the spot. It's just like she does not need this loss right now. Like if you guys have
Yeah.
any kind of level of faith in
She.
her, she should not be
Yeah.
eating this L.
Yeah. And they're still trying to sell some kind of story of that Liv is bad luck or whatever for Raquel, and still trying to at least somewhat remind people about what happened at the Royal Rumble. But we've also seemingly moved past that as well, and I don't necessarily know if Raquel as a babyface feuding with Liv Morgan, even if it's for the championship after WrestleMania, is the greatest use of Raquel, because I don't see her in as that ever.
Yeah, that's one of those baby face turns that nobody wants to see.
Right, yeah. I mean, at this point, Raquel just needs to wait out Roxanne being able to come back so they can, be in the tag,
Go back to
be in the tag
tag
hunt.
gold.
Yeah. It's just, we figured out that that's Raquel's strong suit. Why do we have to keep trying with her as a champion level singles wrestler? It's just not her place.
I mean, I feel like the door is pretty much shut now.
Yeah,
Like
it
they had reopened it possibly if she had won. It was not in the cards.
No. But she did knock poor Io Sky into the middle of next week. Oh my God, she just landed on the cement floor from the table. Head first.
That was a wild bump.
Yeah,
That
yes,
was a wild bump.
that was definitely a wild bump. Yes, and we already have someone in concussion protocol. Poor Dominic Mysterio, just in the beginnings of whatever his WrestleMania plan is, he's gonna be out of action for, I don't know, however long, and which led to this kind of strange situation where Penta defended the Intercontinental Championship against Dragon Lee, who the last time we saw him on television, he was tapping out to Gunther and had his mask ripped off, and then he's just back here getting a title match, apparently.
Happy to be showing off his wings.
Just happy to be showing off his wings, and Adam Pearce gave him a title match apparently because he put up a good fight against Gunther. I didn't know you we were giving out title matches because people tried really hard in matches they lost, but here we go.
I mean, I guess they wanted Lucha versus Lucha action. It did provide that enjoyable match.
It did. And I did see something earlier that it was supposed to be Dominic Mysterio versus Dragon Lee, which would have made more sense in a match that, Dominic would have won.
No. Yes.
Because Dom's path at WrestleMania seems to go in two directions, either one-on-one versus Finn, or holding off Finn's return until afterwards, so that Dom can challenge Penta again for the Intercontinental title.
He definitely has a couple options for himself. It will be interesting to see where that one ends up landing.
Because that's been my biggest issue with Penta getting this championship now is there doesn't appear to be a clear path for him to have a match at WrestleMania.
And this did not start a story for him.
No, it did not start a story. And of course, seeing Dragon Lee made me think we haven't seen Gunther for 2 weeks either. He has nothing heading into WrestleMania.
That is wild.
That is what he is not. He just has nothing. Now, I know that maybe one of the thoughts for him was a match with Rey Mysterio, another legend. But apparently, Rey Mysterio has been hurt since the Royal Rumble again. And it's been that was kind of a quiet injury.
I
Because
feel
yes,
like
here's the
this
first I've
was
heard of
one
it.
that I saw news like earlier this morning about it. I'm just like, oh, that would explain why he hasn't been on TV.
I mean,
I
other than
think he
doing
had.
commentary on AAA, but yeah, he hasn't been on, he's been wrestling, he's been out again, and if that was their plan, whatever, for Gunther, then no. They really don't have anything for Gunther.
And if they really want to keep him wrestling against career killers. Not a whole lot of people on that list. Rey
No.
Mysterio is the only one that really left on the roster that you want to go there. It
Yeah,
would seem that CM Punk is a little too high in the pecking order to start talking about that quite yet.
Yeah, no,
I think it's
he's
around the bend, but
yeah, he but I think he wants to go somewhere,
yeah. Still
another
feel like
couple of
there's
years
another couple of
maybe.
years at least, yeah. I would
Yeah,
say.
this career killer thing is a little limiting for old Gunther.
Not the greatest path. That would be wild if he ends up not having a WrestleMania match.
Yeah,
And
because
like you said, it's not looking good for him at the current moment.
no, I mean, you don't want to have him kind of regress back to the Intercontinental title. Although maybe that's an option just to get him on the show, if that's but again, that shows that they had no plan in place for Penta by having him win the Intercontinental title when this whole storyline with Dom and Finn was like. It just felt like it was a perfect for to have an Intercontinental title match with a story behind it that mattered.
Oh, yeah, that poor Intercontinental Championship has just suffered ever since Gunther lost it. Suffered ever since
Yeah.
Gunther lost
Actually,
it.
no, it really hasn't.
No, it
Dom was a great champion. I don't, and
Yeah.
again, not that Penta hasn't, been thought of as in that realm, but it just didn't feel like the right time.
Yeah, the storyline wise, he had not been going anywhere.
Right.
He may have
No.
been getting more and more pyro, but he had not been going anywhere TV wise. I guess this kind of relates to the women's tag team challenge. But a match earlier in the night kind of helped spark it. AJ Lee takes on Bayley for the Women's Intercontinental Championship. And I guess speaking of Intercontinental Championships, too.
Yes, the more important Intercontinental Championship apparently at this point. But yeah,
Yeah, I mean, it is, hands down.
AJ and Bayley have their friendly match. I wasn't particularly in love with how the match went because they were trying to tell a story that Bayley was just not in it, and so that left AJ Lee to be on offense for most of the match. And that has not been the story, was not the story for her for the majority of her full-time career.
It was an interesting presentation. Like
It
they definitely
was because
sold her as more of a threat than I think she's ever been posed as.
but again, but they had the match. AJ won, Bayley looked dejected, and in a kind of a cool twist, we come back from commercial break where Becky Lynch is already in the middle of beating the crap out of AJ Lee because for the people on the for the international Netflix viewers, they don't go to commercial break. They actually got to see the beginning of the angle here.
Yeah, we just got replays of it if we were watching with ads.
And
Thanks,
then
Netflix.
so no, this was always the thought that I'm in my head at least that they're gonna have another match at WrestleMania, possibly with some kind of gimmick attached, and it's gonna feel pretty important.
Yeah,
Good for them.
definitely smells like that's what's gonna happen given the heinousness of the angle
Yes,
perpetrated
very
on
heinous thing.
Monday here. So yeah, that and then that also leads us to Bayley is dejected backstage. Lyra Valkyria is like, well, shit, I don't have a place in the card either. Let's go after the women's tag team championships. And then, as you noted, just when you're thinking the Raw teams are going to be left out in the cold, not only are Lyra and Bayley talking about these things, Asuka and Kairi Sane come along, also staking their claim to the women's tag team championships. So, yeah, this one definitely got a strong odor of a multi-team match heading into WrestleMania here.
Good. I'm happy for it. I've been wanting my women's clusterfuck for ages now. So looks like it does look like we're gonna get it, and it was the best excuse to get a number of women on the show.
I can't believe I need to broach this subject. I know how both of us feel about it. Staying in the women's division.
Oh, I know.
Does it look
Oh.
like Natty is going to have a singles match of some nature here at WrestleMania?
I don't
I was
see where it.
so
I don't
lost
see where.
on why they did so much work with Maxine Dupri,
Yeah.
just to have her then lose to Becky Lynch again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
This
then
I will
lose
con
the feud against Natalya
Yeah, I
or
will
Natty.
contend that the Becky Lynch AJ feud does not need a championship.
No.
It's a women's storyline that did not need a title.
Yeah,
Maxine could have kept
agreed.
that belt and, in the mid card, defended in the mid card, gotten her wins. Maybe you do the Natty angle, even though I don't love it. It all would have meant more. But now Maxine is just is sacrificed to at this attempt to make turn Natty into some kind of a fake shooter, because that's really what it is. There's no legitimate credentials here. And it's just, she
Oh,
looks
she
stupid.
was
The
in a
mouth guard, it just
dungeon.
looks, the dungeon. I made comments like that. No, I'm gonna stay above. But the mouth guard just looks so silly, and she's just such. She's still just Natalia. It's just not. Sorry, there's just not. I
Yeah, there's nothing
stupid.
there.
There's
You
just there's
know,
no there
she's.
there there hasn't been in a long time. It's just there's no one buys into this. It got no reaction. They've hurt Maxine, who, if you did you notice in the background of the Bayley and Lyra Kabuki Warrior segment, Maxine was on the ground tending to her knee when she was approached by Logan Paul and Austin Theory.
I did see that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that is an interesting one. I would not mind that. I, you
I
know,
would not mind it at
we,
all. I mean, you're a
given what
fine
just
turner.
happened to her,
Get rid of Paul Heyman.
have her get a handler like Paul Heyman, and you can tell a different story with her.
Yeah,
And
absolutely.
we go from there.
Yeah, I like that. But no, do I see Natty getting a match at WrestleMania? Unless they need to debut someone and have them beat someone. I don't know who it would be, or and just have them run through Natty. I mean, if you want to do something, and if she's even remotely ready, you could have Natty go out to the ring, challenge anybody. And then Bianca Belair returns and just in between like 30 seconds, just to get that, just to get that pop, just get that return and that pop in.
Yeah, like any of the NXT call-ups still wouldn't seem right for that situation. 'Cause that's the only other thing, like Bianca is the only name that I can think of that would be a comeback name. I'm not quite sure the NXT names despite
Yeah, no.
for maybe being ready for call-ups. I don't feel like they fill that role.
Yeah.
You know, that beating Daddy doesn't do that much.
Right. But other
You
yeah,
know,
but other yeah,
Bianca doesn't need to
otherwise,
have much done for her other than, you know,
no. Just that,
throw the
hey, she's back.
return.
But otherwise, all this daddy stuff is much ado for nothing. Like there's no, as you said, there's no there. It's, I mean, I guess
Oh.
is it sad that someone's been around for as long as Natty has, and just, that there's accomplishments there, but they're now so long ago that you don't feel like there were. It's a shitty spot to be. I almost feel sorry for her, I guess. I guess I understand why she feels so, why she's so insecure in it. I understand it, actually. It feels like she's barely been there. And it's been 16, like 16 years or something like that.
Yeah, like she, I guess to go back to Bailey, honestly,
Bailey
not
is
Bailey
showing a
has
lot
a
of
better,
Natty, but Bailey's got a
but
better
she.
career. Yes. Yeah, she
Yeah,
does.
but I mean that is the thing that Bayley does have a better career. She can go like, "Hey, I've been champion this many times. Like, I don't.
Natalia
Natalia just,
has. There's like two or three reigns in there somewhere, but again, nothing that you
yeah,
remember. You can't, nothing you remember at all, really.
no, and that's the problem
It's a
with
sad. It's
her. Like
kind
that,
of sad. I almost
at
feel
least
bad
with
for her.
Bayley, you remember some of the character work and
Yeah,
everything
of course you
too, as
do.
the role
And
model and whatnot, and
yes,
even
there has been. It's
forming the group.
Damage
That was
control,
damage
damage,
control,
yeah, damage
yeah.
control. Yeah, no, there's been a lot of great things in Bayley's career, and I've been hard on her lately because I do feel like it's like she's, I feel like she's kind of letting, over the last couple of years, letting her career slip away from her, and to
It's, yeah,
try
she's
to live
been.
between this world of being the big sister to everyone in the locker room and a trainer, and then wanting to, have her own career. The balance is just not working for her.
Well, and you know what? You just said it too. I feel like that's one of the things that seems to keep on driving the Natty storyline too,
It
in that
is.
everyone's like, oh, everyone loves coming to the dungeon now. Everyone go, we get videos of like even what, like Brody Jr. or whatever the
Yeah.
youngest Brody
Oh,
Lee
yeah.
child is training with Liv Morgan at the dungeon. And like you get like all these different names training there. It's like, oh, okay, that's great. Like, I'm glad that she's a great trainer. Like, people need good trainers
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
to become
It's
better at their
valuable.
job. It's you're not
It
always
is.
a good trainer and a good performer. Like
Yeah.
I don't feel like, yeah, for anything, sometimes you're just better at motivating or pointing out someone's flaws. Maybe you don't have the physical skills to get the job done. Clearly, I mean, she can wrestle, but again, like I think we talk about it. She doesn't have enough athleticism to get by. I feel like
She
Becky
has a
Lynch is
ch
always one that she knows she has such great psychology that she gets
Yeah.
away with it. And it's
Yeah.
kind of weird that that's something that's kind of lacking from Natty's performances.
Yeah, because it's like she knows how to do the moves. And she knows moves. She's technically proficient. But yeah, you're right. There's the psychology, the charisma, promo. None of that is there, has ever been there with her, and you don't remember any high point of her career. It's
Yeah.
again, it's sad, actually.
Yeah. So I do kind of understand her forcing the narrative. It's one of those ones that's just like, why is the WWE forcing it though? Like
Yeah.
they've got to see what we see in this situation. Like there's a
Yeah.
reason Natty, the majority of the time she's been around, she has been, pretty much an afterthought. It's
Yeah.
wild that her last big heyday was losing to the four horsewomen in NXT, really.
Yeah.
How long
And
ago was that? Like
she,
2016, like a decade ago?
well, yeah, some, yeah, I mean, she had a little run against Charlotte because they did the thing where they had Flair in one corner and Brett in the other, and
Oh,
that might have been
yeah.
the last thing. I think I swear she may have she got a title reign in there somewhere,
She
because
probably
because
does have a title reign in there somewhere that we're both forgetting about.
yeah
Slash not looking up at the current moment
yeah
because we
no
neither of us care because it's Natalya.
yeah okay
Okay,
we've spent way too long talking about her.
fair enough. Last thing of Raw here, then I think it's the only other major thing to talk about. The other bookend main event here that we've definitely had on record for a while here, Roman Reigns making his way back to Raw this week. He had a couple of backstage segments with the Usos. He said he was going to let the Usos handle their business with CM Punk, whatever way they wanted to. And then he comes out to the ring for the main event and then calls out CM Punk, who summarily comes out and confronts Mr. Reigns for a second time here.
Yeah, and I mean, Punk gets a good line about, I'm not gonna call you Joe because I have too much respect for another Samoan named Joe to do that. That was good.
Maybe best line of the night. An actual Samoan.
No, that was good, but this really was about Roman Reigns' rebuttal, and he cut CM Punk pretty deep. And by the end, telling him, "You are old," which then led to CM Punk, which actually got a reaction out of me. I was actually shocked that he said that. And then Punk throws a punch at him. He hits him once. Reigns just basically laughs it off as officials get in the ring to separate them. Although, again, Roman Reigns is not trying to fight CM Punk here. He's gotten inside his head. He's done what he wanted to do. And
No.
there apparently was a different version of this where Roman Reigns made a remark about CM Punk's recently deceased dog, Larry. And you know what? I'm glad they scrapped that.
That was the
We still got 5 weeks
unnecessary.
here. Yeah, unnecessary.
Yeah,
Maybe
well, and it
if you
was
were later in
something
the
that,
process.
I feel like you and I talked about it. It was another topic that Roman Reigns did come up short of mentioning this time around, which is, still possible material for later promos here.
Yeah, it's
Which
if
is
anything, it's
this is CM Punk's still really first time main eventing WrestleMania, and Roman Reigns is the
Ele
one
record
help
11.
out is helping him do it here.
Yeah, I imagine I something I'm actually
That
interested. I didn't look it up last night. Like most WrestleMania main events. Because
Roman
I
Reigns has
imagine he's being
got to
seen.
be up there.
I no no th no. 11's going to be the record. They've already said that. I just want to know who
Oh,
was.
okay. Oh,
Actually,
who he was tied with?
well, no. He's already has the record. He's just beating his own records. Like
Oh my God. Okay.
Hulk Hogan at 8, and
Okay.
Triple H at 7. Surprisingly, John Cena's actual final match at WrestleMania number is not that impressive, really, I guess.
Oh,
No, he,
that is.
Cena's only at 6. Cena only closed 6 WrestleManias, despite all his years on top.
Yeah,
And one of
that's
them was
kind of
last year.
interesting.
And then
That is
you've got
pretty
the Undertaker,
interesting.
Shawn Michaels, and Brock Lesnar tied at 5.
Yeah, that checks out. That's
That
that
all
seems
checks
about
out.
right. Like, nothing seems fishy on there.
Well, for Roman Reigns, though, he also does have WrestleMania 40, Night 1 and 2.
He padding the stats a little bit there,
Yeah.
huh? Well, I guess what? So Cody got to put pad his stats that year too, then?
Yeah, Cody and Seth.
And
Well,
Seth?
Seth only got one. Well, Seth only got one because he opened the next night. But yeah,
Yeah.
and Rock has squeezed another one in.
Oh, hey, it's just like an empty net goal. They all count.
Yeah, they do all count.
That is wild that Roman Reigns is on 11 with the other people just not seemingly even in the neighborhood there. That is
No,
wild.
and no one active with a lot of years ahead of them is on this list, is anywhere near him.
Yeah, and I would
Cody's probably the next one after.
Yeah,
Really.
but he'd still have to do a lot of work. What? That's like he's got a main event the next like five WrestleManias after this one.
Yes, up. Yeah, I think it might be 6.
Six, like to even like to get in that neighborhood. Like it's just wild to think about that the 20 32
No, he has
WrestleMania.
no, Cody would have to do 7.
Okay, the
WrestleMania 7.
2033 WrestleMania headlined by Cody Rhodes, the 48-year-old Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean it could happen, but that's yeah, that's a lot of work to have to put in.
Yeah.
It has aged, and I don't necessarily think that that's going to happen. But
And
hey, you know, who knows? Maybe it will. We'll see if we're still doing Stunt Granny in another like 7 years.
oh boy, wow. Well,
We've managed it this long.
we've
Why
had, I
not?
mean, why would we stop?
So yeah, I do think that it was a good line of discourse from Mr. Raines here
Yeah.
to really fire back at government Phil here.
Yeah. I mean, they can
To
raise
come
the
back to
stakes
the point
as
here.
time goes on. I mean, I don't know if you need to make dead dog remarks and cancer remarks or what have you, but maybe those will still all come to pass.
Yeah. There's like you said, there's still a little bit of runway here. We got 4 to 5 weeks of runway, depending upon where you all put it. So yeah, plenty to do here. Do we want to talk at all, sir, about some of the returns on AEW Revolution, since neither of us watched this
We could
pay-per-view.
talk about the returns, sure.
So yeah, first up, just because they really packed them in at the beginning here, after FTR defeats the Young Bucks, Adam Copeland and Christian Cage make their return to AEW to challenge FTR.
Yeah.
Felt like they set this angle up 12 years ago.
It really does. It really doesn't
I know
feel
it is
like.
not that not nearly that long ago, but
I know
oh boy.
it really just. I forgot that Cope and Christian were still, a viable thing to come back into play here. But again.
Yeah. I feel like it's the only card that honestly that those two really have left to play. I don't know if that's why they were waiting to play it. It does not seem like they have a lot of gas left in the singles division, honestly, and that this is their best way to be relevant.
This is definitely their best way. They can, I guess they can get the tag belts from FDR, and they can have a match with the Young Bucks at some point, and they can, get that last run in. I mean, it's fine. It's whatever. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm sure it you know what? With the way this show went, it definitely, I'm sure it got a big pop. It was a big moment. There were other moments like this throughout the early half of the
Yeah.
show.
That's it. I do not need to go very deep in this review
No.
to talk about these reviews, because that was match number one. Match number two, not a return, at least to AEW, but it was a return to professional wrestling. Shortly after Toni Storm defeated Marina Shafir, who is in fact friends with one Ronda Rousey. Ronda Rousey shows up and seemingly challenges one Toni Storm to a future bout here.
Yeah, that is definitely an interesting development. And also pretty wild that just in the world of professional wrestling at this point, Ronda Rousey just has to be a heel if she wants to keep wrestling, because it's just her last run went so bad.
Yeah, I don't feel like she's done herself any favors in the meantime either.
No. And
To
there's definitely, this was definitely,
smooth anything over.
nah, but maybe this change of scenery could be good for her if she does tend on, but we don't know what she intends to do here, because
Oh yeah, this
May
one's the
is
biggest
her,
question mark of all of the things that are happening.
yeah,
Obviously, Edge
because
and Christian are going to be, you know, at least full time committed as 250-some-year-olds can be.
Yeah, we don't really know where this can go, because Rhonda does have her fight in May against Gina Carano on Netflix. Some interesting corporate bedfellows involved, because Rhonda's, doing this fight with Netflix, and then the WWE is on Netflix, but Netflix is trying to do boxing and MMA, essentially going challenging the other half of what of TKO, basically.
Yeah,
So yeah.
it is kind of weird.
And have you been following much of this stuff with like the Rousey Carano deal? I'm just like, it was
Not
intriguing at
completely.
first. It intrigued me at first, but they're just spending this whole time, the two of them, acting like just like their business partners in this whole deal, and not two people I want to see fight. That it's just like it's kind of losing it's losing interest for me, because it's just like, oh yeah, this is just two people in a cash grab who aren't even pretending that they don't like each other or anything.
It's one of those ones where it feels like it's depending upon nostalgia hate.
It is very nostalgic, and of course, anyone who ever followed MMA knows that Ronda is the gigantic favorite in this fight. Like, it's not gonna be much.
Probably not. The fact that I don't know if they're true or not, but I feel like she said something like, "Oh, I wanted to see her back in fighting shape," or something like that. She felt bad for Gina Carano, how she looked. I'm like, I don't know if this is true, but if it is, that's pretty fucked up.
Well, I mean, at least,
Like
well,
if you're picking your opponents on how easy they are, essentially.
yeah.
Hey.
So, but I don't know what any kind of deals
Yee.
are if they're,
Yee.
but I don't know what any kind of deals are that prevents Rhonda from wrestling, or if she'll have to wait till afterward. If, but you'll get whatever it.
Oh. Yeah, it definitely caught some attention.
It definitely did. It was definitely it was
And
definitely an
then, oh
attention getting
yeah,
move.
it was the third match then. John Moxley, Konosuke Takeshita have a match that John Moxley wins in just over time for a normal Continental
Yeah.
Championship match. Afterwards, Will Ospreay video package comes on and he attacks Mr. Moxley.
Yeah, I know. This is one where Jeremy was talking about how like being worried about Ospreay's neck, and I'm just like, I'm not his doctor. I don't know what I'm not know what he had to. I don't really know what he had to go through to get cleared for this. I'm not overly concerned here. What was but okay, I go for it, Jer. But yeah, no, this I've.
Yeah,
It's been a
hey.
weird run for the Death Riders, because they've been doing this thing where they're also been feuding with the Don Callis family, and have which has kind of made them de facto baby faces. And now we've oh yeah, that's right. We remember when they broke this guy's neck?
Yeah, AEW in general waffles entirely too much between heel and baby face and dynamics in very short turnarounds like this, or even
Yeah.
within actual one show where
Yes,
someone
that
is
has happened.
both
Oh yeah.
a baby face and
And it's
heel
also and
within
it's
a
involved
show.
and it's involved John Moxley and Claudio. Yes.
Oh,
And a
yeah, I
group of them, yeah.
forgot that. Yeah, that was the joke for the longest time that
I
they
think
were
Wheeler
both
Yuta
on
was
the
in there
same
too. Yeah,
show.
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yep. So yeah, kind of wild that he was kind of a heel and kind of a baby face, honestly,
Yeah.
even within this
And
segment here. And yeah, I don't yeah, I'm not a doctor. If Will Ospreay's cleared, he's cleared. Because you could say, Chris, one return that did not happen that could depend upon doctors and is related to a doctor. One Britt Baker was, everyone mentioned, hey, there were a lot of returns to AEW on Revolution here. What is up with the good doctor, Miss Britt Baker? And her response was, it is not up to me. And I feel like this is the first time that I have maybe seen concrete proof that she's still alive. I assumed as much. I feel like I did see her post about the Steelers. To just kind of address the situation, like I feel like this definitely been one that has been off the proverbial wrestling radar for a while at this point. Still unsure if she can keep up with the rest of the women's division, whether in AEW or in the WWE, quite frankly.
Yeah, I don't. I this has just been an crazy situation. It's been almost 2 years since her last match, and she's been apparently getting paid this whole time. I don't know. I don't know why Tony Khan does this. I really don't.
Yeah, she is not going anywhere if she moves to the WWE. This is not a Blake and Monroe situation, in my opinion.
No, it's
She is just going to
I don't
get
know
eaten
what.
alive in the WWE.
Yeah,
So, like, if he
she
has
is
a
gonna get
fear
eaten.
of releasing her to go to the WWE for them to capitalize on her, it is not
There's
happening.
nothing to capitalize on anymore. No, it she was a product of about a time about maybe a year or two, but she never advanced. During that period, really. After that, she apparently has some health problem, maybe has some deeper health problems that prevented her from really just being good. I mean, remember, we've all seen her try to run and she's slower than I am. It was just not a good situation for,
Yeah, when
two
she
or three
did make
years.
that, well, and what, she made that comeback at some juncture for a match or two,
Yeah,
and
because she had a really terrible match with Mercedes Moné. And Mercedes, for all you can say about her, does not have terrible matches
yes,
that are her
that's
fault in any way.
yep.
Because her
A lot has
opponent was
been talked and
moving.
said, but yeah, her problem is never in ring,
Because her
never in
opponent
ring.
was yeah, because her opponent was moving like a turtle. And again, if there are deeper health problems, I don't want to rag on her too much, but
Oh,
the wrestling ring
right.
is not the place for her anymore. And she was never a great worker. She a character and personality carrier for a while. She had that one, obviously that one match everyone talks about with Thunder Rosa, who has also fallen off as well.
Oh yeah, that has not gone well for,
Because it was the first, it got over because it was the first women's match ever on national television that went that far in terms of violence.
oh. Yep. It was
That's what it was.
the first ever that was good, but that is the main reason it was good. So, yeah, I think that about wraps it up as far as AEW comebacks go,
I
huh?
mean the
Do
just one of
we, I
those
mean, do we
shows
want
that
to
feels
talk about the main event real quick,
yeah we
just
can
the
talk
fact?
well we'll talk about that but oh my God was must have the, I this just reading up and trying to catch up on the results was just a slog because they put things that because they front loaded the show so much and then they just there was just a slew of like tag matches and matches that had
Yeah,
no
so
just filler in the last like hour or so
that was
before
the
the main
first
event.
three matches that happened in, and then we had the women's tag match after that. Swerve versus Brody King. Oh, and I suppose, I mean, if you want to call it a comeback, I don't really. Kenny Omega came back,
Oh,
just
yeah, that's
because he
fine.
was on TV pretty recently
Yeah, of
and
course.
had problems with Swerve. So, I mean, it all makes sense.
Yeah.
Tekla versus Chris Statlander in a best of three falls match. The trios match
Yeah, then
with
we're starting to get into like, yeah.
then our Bandito versus Andrade.
Yeah, it's just like.
Oh, like I mean, I'm getting tired just naming
I
off the
know, like
matches
the whole,
before
like an
getting to the
hour.
main event
I
here.
know. This was a
It's another
terror.
reason
This
why I
feels
just
like one of those. This feels like one of those WrestleManias, those 7 hour whatever WrestleManias, including the pre-show that peaked like halfway through and then was a slog before you got to the last match. Yeah, this was definitely more like that than even AEW's usual, which is just trying to keep up. A hot pace throughout. This feels like this did not achieve that, it doesn't feel like.
Oh yeah, 'cause another triple threat match with the Dogs taking on, I'm just gonna call them the Conglomeration for lack of a better term. And good Lord, match number 11, and this only counts one of the matches on the pre-show, MJF versus Hangman. Like, yeah, like I'd be good if the WWE pushed it out to six matches a pay-per-view. Like, I feel like they
Yeah.
have enough talent that they could at
They
least do
do.
one more match, and it would
Yeah.
help everyone involved
I
within their
mean,
product.
what happened at Elimination Chamber where everyone's entrance took forever for no reason it felt like, and you could have fit a fifth match on that show even with the long chamber matches. It's just like, yeah, there's Yeah, WWE could definitely do at least six on a PLE.
Yeah,
AEW
so
just needs to, and to do
and
this on a Sunday night on a Sunday night pay-per-view that started at 8 Eastern. Like, what are you doing anymore? Like,
yeah, I don't know if if his demographics that Tony Khan is getting is saying that only 20-year-olds who have all day and all night are watching his product.
I wouldn't
I
think
don't
that, but
know.
yeah. But
I would assume not either. But
they
it just
eventually got
feels
to
like that's
the
what he's catering to, honestly, with how he schedules these
yeah.
pay-per-views.
But by about
Even to
11:30 at
like
night,
what the WWE is doing, you know?
yeah.
Like, hey, we're starting it at seven, guys. Like, we
Yeah.
know we're kind of going long. Like, we're going to start this one early because, yeah,
Sometimes six,
sometimes six.
Eastern. WrestleMania
You
will be.
know?
And then, but then AEW, meanwhile, no, it's 11:30 on Sunday, and then and just like those old WrestleMania, just like those pre-pandemic WrestleManias, the main event's getting in the ring after 11:30 on a Sunday.
For someone that did attend the infamous Dallas WrestleMania, those types of shows can straight fuck off.
And the New Orleans one.
Oh God, well,
The Brock
I
Lesnar
don't
Roman
know.
Reigns match that people were just turned on immediately as it started.
Yeah, I guess I was there for that one too. But I don't know why that didn't feel quite as bad
Oh no,
as
Dallas was
Dallas.
one of the longest nights of my life.
But yeah, the New Orleans the next year was not a whole lot better.
Yeah.
So
But suffice to
yeah.
say, after typical AEW bloody violent main event that they do way too much and they go way too far with the violence. MJF defeats that by the rules of the match because no one interfered. MJF beats Hangman Adam Page clean in the middle. And Hangman can no longer challenge for the AEW championship.
Yeah, and that was one
What a
a
part.
point that is still a bit of a point of consternation for many.
Yes, because it was a gentleman's agreement that was never put in writing. So they can go back on it at some point.
Yes, because everyone, rightfully so, already started talking about how this is how Cody Rhodes' exit got paved from AEW.
Yeah.
I feel like if Adam Page wanted out of AEW whenever his contract is up, with this stipulation or not, he could move over to the WWE should he want
Oh,
to.
of course they would. They take him, he'd have a good run. It's all about, what he
You
wants to
know, I
do.
don't. Yeah, I don't feel like this stipulation really changes a whole lot of anything, and I feel like you can always sell it as I wasn't gonna challenge MJF again if you
Yeah.
should want to go that route. So yeah, that was a little bit of a sticking point for some people that like us, did not necessarily watch the show, but did kind of keep our eye on the results. So, yeah, and I felt like it was leading that way. Like they leaned way too heavily on either Paige's perfect record in Texas Death or almost perfect. I feel like he
Yeah,
lost
something like
one
that.
match
I think he lost
to
on. I think he
Swerve.
lost on Swerve. I think it was. Yeah.
Along their line somewhere. So, yeah, I felt like they were playing up his win percentage a little too much. Was not surprised by this result. That's it. Bell Time beer for this show here. Seventh Son Brewing Emerald Parkway Irish Red Ale. This is being recorded on the night of St. Patrick's Day. So, of course, I am drinking an Irish Red Ale. If I were not drinking that, I would be drinking Guinness because they are also delicious. Don't need to go anywhere really to get a Guinness, quite frankly. They're all over the place. But Seventh Son Brewing or any local brewery worth their salt will come out with an Irish Red Ale for, like a month and a half. Every year, like I said, if they're worth their brewing chops, they can come up with an Irish Red or a stout of some nature. Go out, give it a try. Seventh Son is definitely one of my favorites here in Columbus. So yeah, there is that. So that is a suggestion from at Defrang 11. The brand is at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Download us at any other places like rate and review us on iTunes and then also Spotify and download us at other places like iHeartRadio and YouTube Music. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later.